Yes.
If I understood correctly, she is possible because when karma meets this present moment way of handling experience, this synchronic approach, there's some sort of free will there. I think Tanisaro was pointing to views and intentions, right? Are we to assume that that's where we can find free will, or views and intentions are still conditioned, but we can tweak the conditions?
Well, the concept of free will is quite European. And so you don't have exactly that term. You don't find that in Buddha Dhamma with the same kind of connotations. So I think it's good to bear in mind the concept of determinism and free will is more from a framework of European philosophy. Not that it's wrong, but it's just, it's not used in the quite the same way. Like in Buddha Dhamma, there's no word for self-respect. Because it's just a different languaging of things. You can have friendliness towards your own body and your own mind, but it's not cast as self-respect. That language isn't used. Since it's already 7 o'clock, rather than getting into a discussion about determinism and free will, what I will say is there's, in a book called The Mind's Eye, spelled I, which is a collection of essays edited by Douglas Hofstadter and Daniel Dennett, philosopher. There's a piece written by Raymond Smullyan called Is God a Taoist? And it's got a very interesting exploration of free will, determinism, and an Asian perspective on that whole dynamic. I think we've got a copy in the library. So it's Thomas Nagel's essay, Is God a Taoist? In the book The Mind's Eye, edited by Douglas Hofstadter and Daniel C. Dennett.